Along we're doing the Ran, Tanur Rabbanon, it's Daf. See, unlike the pages of the Gemara, the Rif's pages have a Daf Aleph, right? So it's Aleph on the base in the Daf Beha Rif. Gemara never starts from Daf Aleph. Why doesn't Gemara start from Aleph? Because there's never an end and a beginning to learning. You're always in the middle. You don't say,
there's never a beginning where you start.
Base, you're already in the middle. If you could say, if there's an Aleph, you could say, I finish, and now I'm at the beginning. There's no finish, there's no end, there's no beginning. That's what they say. I don't know. I'm assuming that's what. Huh? What? Bereshis. That's what they say? I never heard that. Yeah? Oh, listen, it's just it's a nice idea. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. His name was Rav Pahler. So, when he was Nifter a couple of years ago, he said very often they'd ask him to speak. They'd ask him to say something, get up and speak. So sometimes someone gets up and they speak, they give a whole introduction, and they give a presentation. A lot of times when Rav Pahler would speak, they'd say, it sounds like he's just in the middle of something, you know? Like there's no real introduction, no end, just speak. So one of the Talmudim said, yeah. He said Rav Pahler is always in learning. He's always involved in something. He says, like a radio. You turn the radio on, you hear what's going. You turn it off, it's still going, you just don't hear it anymore. You know? The learning's still going on, you're just tuning in at a certain point. So that was when he would speak, that's the way it was. You would just tune in to whatever he was learning at the moment. So the same thing in general, learning, a person should always be involved in learning. We don't have an end and a beginning, we're just constantly learning.
So you never really stop either.
Never really stop, that's right.
Get up there in the middle and come down in the middle.
That's right. You just stop listening. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan.
Tanur Rabbanan, Ketzah b'Kesef, Aval he should not know lo b'Avalo, Enim Mekudeshes.
V'chule, Enim Mekudeshes, right? That's, he's citing from the Gemara, which is really the Tosafta.
The Gemara of Archinon, Risha, Asifo, Haki Tama, Dinatan Hu, B'Amar Hu.
Stop. The reason why the first case was good, the reason why the Kiddushin in the first case was good, was because what?
Because there's no problem with it in the Gemara, it's according to the Reisha Anasi.
No, he's saying like the reason why in the Reisha's case was a good case was why?
Well, because it's the case of Amar Hu.
Good. So Taima, the reason why it's good is for because what? Because he did both. Keep going. So Ha Nasan Hu V'Amrahi. It wouldn't be a good Kiddushin. Well, what happened to Kolomar? You don't like that? Kolomar. Shatilakach isha liish, meaning what? That the man has to be the primary
doer of the action,
taker, good, and not that the woman should be the one that's creating a situation where she is acquired to the man. This is all chazara. Good. Good. That's given. Not mekudeshes. So the Gemara says, "Oh, why is that not good?" Taima.
Taima did not know he, but Amra he.
Oh, that's why it's not good. Because Amra he and Nosna he, but Amra she did both. So the implication is, but Nosan hu, but Amra he, that would be good because she is only doing part of it. Kolomar. Stop. Right, the mere fact that he did the acquiring, he gave the money, which is the act of kinyan, that's enough, even though he didn't say the amira. That's what it sounds like. So her amira would not be a problem. So again, the Gemara's problem was that the two statements, the Reisha and the Seifa, seemingly are standing for two different propositions. One is that the woman can't be involved at all, and one is no, that the woman can be involved. So
no, isn't the Reisha saying that not that the woman can't be involved, but that the guy has to do everything?
Okay, I'm saying, and by implication, that means if the woman does something, she's doing something that's inappropriate. Good. Taking away from the man. So how do we resolve that?
the Lishna Batra.
Right, Lishna, why is he saying Lishna Basra, by the way? What does Lishna Basra mean?
After, in the language of Baba Basra.
No. Lishna Basra. Lishna Basra means the it means the second text, the second presentation. What's a Lishna Basra? Not the Seifa. Lishna Basra is contrasted to a Lishna Kama. When you have a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Basra, the first presentation and the second presentation. What's the first presentation and second presentation here in our Gemara? Remember there was an Iba Yiseima? So what comes before the Iba Yiseima is the Lishna Kama. What comes after the Iba Yiseima is called the Lishna Basra. Not just here, this is in general. This is important to remember. Again, when you have an Iba Yiseima, if you want, I will say, I'll give you an alternate text, an alternate explanation, an alternate answer, an alternate resolution. That's the Lishna Basra. That's the second text, the second presentation. Okay? So when he refers to the Lishna Basra is the one that says there's a suffix. And we're choshish from suffix. It seems that everyone's accepting the Lishna Basra because everyone is dealing with this suffix. Not the Lishna Kama, which just rejected it out of hand. But that at least there's a suffix. And all the Rishonim, and it seems that the Poskim as well, accept the fact that there is at least a suffix Kiddushin here.
Natanhu Amahu Mikudeshes. Not he, but Amrahi.
Right. So what does that mean? That last thing. Good. Which means what?
In the case of suffix who she married.
Who she accepted Kiddushin from.
That if it was for the first, if she accepted for the second one, then she would still need to get from the first one. And if it was for the second one, if it was for the first one, she would still need to get.
When you say which one she accepted, I mean she accepted both.
Right, she accepted both.
Well, they're both suffix. They're both suffix. At the end of the day, they're both in suffix. Why are they in suffix? Because we don't know if the first one was good. That's right. If the first kiddushin were chal, by definition, the second kiddushin are nachal. If the first kiddushin were nachal, then the second kiddushin were chal. So each one is basically in suffix. Which one was shemikudeshes to? Was shemikudeshes to man number one or man number two? So we require a get from both. Why don't we just require a get from one of them? It's not going
to
help. It's not going to help. Right? It's a question of, were the Kiddushin Chal? It's not like we were saying, we're not sure, so let's make it certain by taking one of the guys out of the equation. No, each one is in suffix. If the Kiddushin were effective initially, then the second one were nothing. But we just don't know if those Kiddushin were effective. It's not that can't be determined. It's an inherent question in the nature of that Kiddushin. All right? So all of that is, he says, that's Sugi Sugimara. Now, weiter. Allah, on this Gemara, right, on this, Allah. Amai lo diek leidach gisa. Why didn't the Gemara, Midaye, can get involved in the doubt the other way? Right, Veledik Miresha. What would I would say? I would deduce from the Resha. And right, I'll have the same problem. I'll have the same problem with a different case. Irving, you with me? You got this? You catching on? Okay. You remember the Gemara basically from? Okay. So now the Ron is saying, well, why didn't the Gemara? It's not his question. He's saying the other Rishonim asked the same question. Why didn't the Gemara get concerned with the opposite case? We're given the two polar opposite ends where we know that one is vade good and one is vade no good. Where he does both, it's definitely good. Where she does both, it's definitely no good. Right? Then the Gemara says, well, what about this case? He does the giving and she does the speaking. Oh, that's a suffix. So the Ron says, well, one second. If that's a suffix, because one party's doing one half, one party's doing the other half, what about the opposite case? She does the giving and he does the speaking. Nos nahi v'amr hu. It should be the same suffix.
Supposing that
Yeah, he's going to reject it, but he's asking right now, why wasn't this asked as a suffix? So he says, you know what, I'll tell you why. Good. Maybe you'll say the reason why the Gemara didn't bring this case up is simply because...
Neither of them are definite.
Well, it's not definite. It's not definitely the case.
Does it even have a condition that it's possible for one to be a condition? Does it even not have a condition for one and possible for one and not?
Well, it doesn't mean one. It's talking about the same one. Zimnin. What does Zimnin mean? Zimnin Sagian. Zimnin, right. Times. At some points in time, occasionally, this type of situation will result in a good kiddushin. At some points in time, this will result in a not a good kiddushin. When is it a good kiddushin? Deba Adam Chashuv. Mahani. Right, Adam Chashuv. What's Mahani mean? It helps. It's good. It's good. Mahani means it's good. Right? It helps. What do you mean, Mahani? It helps to create a good kiddushin. How so? Kidar Minon. Good.
Gamra
Umakanya. Good. So in the case where she gets Hana'a from the Matana that he accepts from her, Gamra, what does Gamra mean? Gamra, like Gemira Stas, she consents. She has Gemira Stas. Umakanya Nafsha. And she allows herself to be acquired. She sells herself. Vihave. Yeah, it's just like a traditional case. In the case of the Adam Chashuv.
How can you say that though? It's very like.
That's the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on says it's just as good as the normal case.
Why?
I mean, we'll have to really get into it much further. But what on the superficial level, what's the reason? Why is it good? What do you need, Avi, for kicha, or for kiyikach? He has to give something to her, and that she accepts it, right?
Oh, so he's giving her the hana.
Yeah. So over here, she essentially is getting the hana from him. She's getting the hana. So when she gets the hana, it's like he gave her the vehicle of kiddushin, just like the money, just like the shtar. Here, it's a different kind of vehicle of kiddushin called hana. Now, the Gemara, you have to take my word for it, that the Gemara discusses it later on, but that's what he's referring to. All right? So that's a case of nas nahiva amarhu. It's not, the kiddushin is not being chal with the money that's being transferred. See, that's where the chiluk is. She gives him money and he accepts it. Right? It's not the money that's making the kiddushin in that case. The kiddushin is not being chal because of the money's passing hands. It's because of the hana that he's giving her in return. All right? Let's leave that aside because I said it's a separate sugya, but he's trying to show you at least that there are some... What's that? Yeah, Blina, I hope so. I don't want to say yes, but Blina, it's 2 blot away, so... Guys, stick around long enough, hopefully we'll get there. Right? Go ahead. Right, so the diak of the seifa, which would be what? That it's good. The diak of the seifa, that it's good. He says, you know what? That's true, it is good. When is it good? By Adam Chashuv. By Adam Chashuv, it's good. By the Adam Chashuv, if you give the matana to the Adam Chashuv and he accepts it, with the hana that she gets from it, it is a good kiddushin. So that diuk, that deduction from the sefer, would be proper. It's not a stira. And what about the diuk of the resha that it's not good, because it says that the man does both? That's also true. When is that true? When he's not an Adam Chashuv. An average person, you know, doesn't provide that same type of hana. And therefore, she's not getting. She's not being given anything. Right, that's why the Tosefta didn't get into that particular case, because the truth is there are cases where it's good and it's not in doubt. All right.
The
Right, why did the Rif cite this case? Even though it doesn't appear in the Gemara. This case does not appear in the Gemara. But he says the Rif taught this case. Why? He must be talking about a case of Adam that's not Chashev. Right, in other words, the case of Adam Chashev, that's an open Gemara, and the Rif himself says that a woman in that case is Mekudeshes. So when he says that in the case of Nasnahi V'amarhu as not Kiddushin, he must be talking about the case of not an Adam Chashev, which fits squarely with the rules that the Tosafta does present. Right? All of this is just technical.
She gives
and he says. The Rif says that's not good Kiddushin. He must be talking about the case where the man is not an Adam Chashev. Because an Adam Chashev, it would work.
Because he's giving an Hana.
Because she's getting Hana, exactly. So all of this is just technical. He's not into the real meat yet. The next point is the meaty one. If guys were stuck on this, I apologize. I should have told you earlier. This is Rambam Zal. Do you have, is yours corrected in your thing?
No,
not like that either? I can't tell you why it's like that. No, it's a mem. Hey, Reish, mem, bez, mem. Rambam Zal. I don't know. I was sure that in the newer editions they cleaned it up, but I guess not. Okay. Rambam Zal. Melchus Ishus. Now it's cooking here. Okay, so the Rambam writes the Rif. Good, fine. Next, now we have a question though. Dain Yesh Lishol. Mireisha Seifa. Fine, you told me very nicely why I don't have a kasha from the Reisha to the Seifa. Bin Nos Nahiv Omar Hu. Lishnuye Kiddushaninan. You could explain it the way we explained it, basically. Right? The way we said it above. That's not going to be a problem. What does Akati mean?
Still.
Still. That's another word constantly comes up. Akati, still. Akati, still. Adayin. Okay? Akati, Adayin.
Akati, Kevan Jemaskinon, Titana Debraisa.
Gavne de Pshitale. What's Gavne mean? Yeah, right. Ways, right? Ways, manners. In this case, it means cases. Cases where, instances, where what? Where they were pashat. And Shavik, he sort of disregarded, left out. Sveika, left out the Safik cases. Just dealt with the cases that were definitive. So one second, what about this case now? Nasnahi. Right, who says that this case of Nasanhi? Who says it's so obvious?
Dilma, b'didei, nami misveikle.
Misapkele. Maybe it should still be a case of safek. Right? Dilma, b'didei, nami misapkele. Ba'adam she'eno chashev. De misapkele, b'nosan hu. Right? Why isn't this case just the same? Why isn't it the same suffix? So you'll tell me in some cases it works, in some cases it doesn't work, right? In the Adam Chashev case it does work, and non-Adam Chashev case it doesn't work. But why are you so sure that the non-Adam Chashev case doesn't work? That's his next question. First, he told me, why didn't you ask from the Reisha on the Seifa? Tell me the Reisha implies one thing, the Seifa implies the other thing about that case. He said, I'll tell you, you're right. They do imply different things, but that's okay. Because one case we're talking about Adam Chashu, one case we're talking about non-Adam Chashu. Step one. Step two. Okay, Adam Chashu, you tell me it works. Adam Chashu, tell me it doesn't work. But who says Adam Chashu doesn't work? Non-Adam Chashu doesn't work. why shouldn't the standard person be able to effectuate Kiddushin in this case, in this way? Where
what
she...
What does he have to offer? That guy doesn't have anything to offer there.
What do you mean?
The guy that's not Chashu is not... He's not giving the money. And he's... We're assuming he's not giving enough.
Okay.
He doesn't give her anything.
So what do you... So
he has to give her something that she benefits from.
So what you're saying is what? That it's lacking in what?
There's no transaction on this. You can't...
There's a transaction. She's giving... Nasnahi.
No transaction from him to her. He still needs to be given. What's more is that he gives her something. So, I guess what the other side is not really saying that it's okay for her to give. It's just saying that in that case, she's really not giving. She's taking. It looks like she's giving.
Which case?
In the case where she gives Adam Chashim
right.
Something.
That's right.
It only looks on the surface like she's giving, and oh, that's an example where her giving is okay. But
good.
In reality, she's not giving. That's still her taking.
Okay.
So the other side...
So that's Pasha, you're saying. So it's Pasha in a case where she
right.
gives...
Because it only looks like she's giving, but that's really just still him giving, and so it meets the criteria. He's giving. But
in the case where it's not Adam Chashim...
In the Reisha, the other side is the Reisha, right?
Well, forget about the ratio. Just the case of non-Adam Chashuv.
Non-Adam Chashuv, there, it's she's actually giving. Because she's not taking anything from him.
So therefore, it's not even a suffix.
Yeah.
Not even a suffix. Okay, good. So this is what some of the guys were saying earlier. Pesach and Yoni were saying the same thing. That basically, here it's totally devoid of his kicha. Right? And that's why it's not even a suffix. Where she's doing the giving, and he's not, right, it's her kicha, not his kicha. Listen to the way the Ran expresses this idea, and there are 2 points that we have to try to address here, okay?
Is it the same one that's in the Orange called the Ran?
No, that's the Chazaka Ran.
Okay, the Ran has 2 points. We're not up to the issue of Chazaka. That's the last point here. All right? Who's reading? Go ahead. I'll just mention for those guys that looked ahead and saw the last part of the Ran with the Chazaka, that's a big problem. It's a big problem in the Achronim to try to explain what the Ran means here. His question on the Chazaka and how he resolves it is very difficult. Right, but that's a whole separate study of Chazakos and Chazaka de Mora Kama. I mean, we could take it up, but rather just deal with this issue first because it's more germane to the question of the Suffolk on the Kiddushin. All right? Avi, you're doing a great job. Just keep it coming. Go ahead. So he's going to explain now. He's going to explain why one case was in Suffolk and one case was not in Suffolk. The low dummy. They're not comparable. Yeah. Good. Who shasak? Kamaskim divareha. Stop there. What does that mean?
If he's silent, he's masking to her words.
Dibishlama, really, in the case of Nasan Hu Va'omrahi, which is the case the Gemara says is a what?
It's a
suffik. Nasan Hu Va'omrahi, that's a suffik. Why is that a suffik? Because what's going on there? I mean, Irving, maybe this is what you really meant. Why is it a suffix? Because what's happening?
He's really
well, in the Ron's words, I'm saying. What he's saying is, you gave, she spoke, Amrahi, and you didn't say anything in response. Harehu kemaskim ledvareha. Forgetting about the Adam Chashuv case for now. This is the normal. Forget about Adam Chashuv for a second. Normal case. I give a woman diamond ring.
So he would have to speak up against it in order for it not.
Well, this is his chiddush now. We didn't see this anywhere before, right? Why is Nasan Huva Amrahi a suffix? He says, I'll tell you why it's a suffix. Because where I gave her Kesef Kiddushin, or I gave her a ring which she knew was for Kiddushin, Nasan Hu, and then she said, you know what? I'm accepting this for Kiddushin. And I didn't say, Kiddushin, what are you talking about? This is just the first date. You know, just a generous guy. He didn't do the Kiddushin. I didn't say anything like that. Yeah, okay. Maybe it wasn't a first date. Maybe it was a second date. Whatever the case is. But if he doesn't speak up and protest and say, no, it's not for Kiddushin, then what? Says the Ran. It's like he's being maskim to her dibor, to what she said. And therefore, it should be good. It should be good.
Yeah, but how can you rely? Not to be like a sexist or anything, but how can you rely on a woman's word?
What is that if not sexist? I'm not sure how. What does that mean? Not to be sexist, but what does that mean?
No, why? Like in Torah, do we not rely on?
You mean does a woman have nemunas? You mean?
Yeah.
That's different. That's where you're talking about edus and psak. Not just this is not an issue of edus. You need edim here. We discussed before. You would still need edim to witness what happened. This has to take place in front of witnesses.
Oh, so that doesn't apply to.
No. Right, Mr. Birdie's mentioning a case where it does mention, where it does work, I should say, is, for example, a woman could say, I saw this kind of Mara, I saw this kind of Mara. When it comes to matters that pertain to her, we say, Eid Echa Neman B'Isurin, even with a woman. But that's more of an aidless question. It's not, we don't assume that women are not trustworthy. Right? It's not across the board thing that we don't take women at their word. There's a halachic category of cases where women are less, I would say, no, I don't want to say trusted. What's that?
More emotional.
What did you say?
More emotional.
More emotional, that's true, more emotional. But their word is less halachically reliable. You can't rely on it to the same extent. Let's leave it at that for now. What? Good question. And that's one of the issues that we have to address. The Ran is not saying what the suffix would be in that case. The case that our Gemara deals with. Nasan huva amrihi, there's two possibilities. Either it's good or it's not good. Right? So he's only arguing the side to say that it's good. But what's he saying? Why is it good? He's good because when I give a gift to the woman and she accepts it, and I don't protest when she says, Harayani Mikudashas Lacha, she's the one that's giving the speaking, she's making the speech, and I don't, you know, boo her down, I don't jeer at her when she's making the speech, I say, what are you kidding? I don't say anything like that. The Ran says, it's like a maskim to her Devarim. And therefore it's good.
He's doing a positive action by not objecting?
Yeah. Well, maybe not. I don't know if he's going to say positive action. Let's dwell on this point for one second.
It's like a neutral. It's nothing.
Let me pose the question this way. From up to this point, Yoni, I know you had something to say about this before. What do you see from here in terms of the way the Ran understands the role of the Amira? Think about it before you respond. But again, what the Ran is saying is, when I give the ring or I give the money and she accepts it, and then she says, Hare ani mikudashas lacha, behold, with this money I am wed to you, I'm mikudashas to you, and the man doesn't say anything, it's like he's maskim. And because it's like he's maskim, it's good enough. It's good. It's good kiddushin. What is he saying about the nature of the Amira? Yeah. We're just trying to understand, according to the Ran, what role does the Amira play in the context of kiddushin? Remember, we discussed, we had previous Chakiris. Is it part of the Kiddushin? Is it something outside of the Kiddushin? Is it just there for context, to explain the Ratzon and Das of the two parties? So, based on the Ran's presentation here, of why it should work in a case of Nasan Hu V'Omrahi, what would you say about the way the Ran understands Amira in the realm of Kiddushin?
It's just as important as the giving.
It's just as important as the giving?
Yeah, because if it's not...
Never mind. So what everyone seems to be saying is that the way the Ran's presenting the role of the Amir here is that it's not integrally part of the Maisa Kiddushin per se, but it's there to explain the proceeding, make sure that there's a meeting of the minds, right? To make sure that there's a Gemuras Das on the side of the woman and on the man. Okay, but if that's the case, what's the other side of the suffix? The Ran does not express that. What's the other side of the suffix? Let me say again. The reason why it's okay if the woman does the Amira is simply because it's not part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Right? He says when he doesn't say anything, he's maskim. So now we know that everyone's on the same page. He's on board, she's on board, Shalom Yisrael. But it's not part of the Maisa Kiddushin. If it's part of the Maisa Kiddushin, we'd say that he, in fact, had to do it. So we're not saying that. Okay, good. So now you tell me that's why there's one possibility that Nasan Hu V'Amrahi is good. But what about the other possibility? Why would you say that that's not good?
The very fact that she's saying it
good
original shows that she had to say it to find out. It's a shot.
That what?
She had to find out what this is for. Like, Shas Nasina, it wasn't... There was no Gemira Stas. And there, she's coming and saying this to have Gemira Stas.
Okay.
Although she wouldn't need to say it.
Therefore what?
So therefore, now we don't know... Same thing, wouldn't be good, or at least we're not sure.
But why?
When he was giving it, she wasn't sure what it's for. Someone did, because why would she be saying it now?
I mean, she, when she got it.
So I'm giving this thing.
Understand? So where's the chisaron? Where's the deficiency? Where's the lack? What's lacking?
Although she wouldn't be saying it now. Obviously, you see, there's something going on now. She wouldn't be saying it. If there already was a Gimur Sadas, she wouldn't be saying it now.
Okay. Let's play it out. I'm the man. I give her the ring, and she says, "Okay, thank you very much. With this, I'm mikudashes to you."
Right. If this whole idea is for Gimur Sadas.
Right. So mikudashes to me, and I don't say anything. I'm maskim. Ran says I'm being maskim. So one side to say that it works is because I'm being maskim. Everyone knows why we're doing this, and therefore it's good.
Right.
She says, I don't have to be the one to say anything because it's only the only role of the saying is so that we know we're in agreement as to the nature of our interaction. So now what are you saying? The other possibility would be what?
That way of seeing would downplay the importance of the Emir.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's what you're saying, Hal, right? Okay, but what's the other possibility? The Ran never takes up the other possibility.
Why can't it be the original subject of Rashi and Mir?
What do you mean?
If it's not part of it, okay, then it's going
to
be.
But because he seems to be working with the idea that it is part, that it's not part of it.
It's not.
It's working with that idea, right?
It has to be within that.
I think so, right? The subject would have to be within the world that says it's not part of it. So you're saying it's not part of it, and therefore it works. So tell me why it's not part of it, and it wouldn't work. So you're trying to explain that, right, Heshi?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so let me hear. The question stated in other words is, how is it that even though the Amira is not an integral part of the Kicha, okay, right, there could still be a Suffolk, meaning there could be a Tzad to say that what happened here is not good, because she spoke. In other words, I'm saying on the one hand that it's very likely that this Amira is not part of the Kicha, and therefore it's fine when she spoke. On the other hand, even though it's not part of the Kicha, it still could be problematic. All I want to know is, why would it be problematic?
It could be.
Even though it's not part of the Kicha.
Didn't we say last time that when she says this, she's undermining his doing?
Yeah, what do you mean?
His intent.
No, not his intent. You don't say that.
His
action.
What
was involved?
Right. Right. Okay. Hold on.
What is she doing?
So now at the time...
What is she doing? What is she doing here?
She's telling him what his intent is.
She is the one that's providing the context for the Maisa, right?
Right.
So even though the context per se is not part of the Maisa, she is the one that's providing the context.
Right.
And therefore what? What would you say?
That's not good.
Maybe even though it's not part of the Maisa, it still takes away from him being fully in charge of Kicha.
Right.
This is a different approach than we've seen up until now. See, up until now we've been questioning, is it part, is it not part? Or is it part, but it's the Tafel, right? Which, and by virtue of the fact that it's Tafel, maybe being involved in Tafel is enough to take you away from the Maisa. Now we're taking a step further. We're saying, no, maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe you're definitely not involved in the Maisa. You're not encroaching on the Maisa. It's not part of the Maisa. It's for context. But still, even though it's for context, when it's the woman that lends the context to what's going on, that detracts from his being the lokeach, the kicha. It's not ki yikach ish isha. What do you mean? You didn't take away from my Maisa. Yeah, you didn't take away from my Maisa, but I'm also supposed to be the one to lend the context. I wouldn't say part of Kicha in terms of the Kicha.
So
not part of the Maisa.
In terms of the process?
Process.
I don't know, whatever the grammatical word is. Yeah.
Something. To be lokeach something?
Yeah.
To be lokeach, yeah.
Lokeach, you have to be the...
You have to be the lokeach.
You have not just be the lokeach doing the mice lokeach. You got to be the one who makes the whole...
You got to make the whole thing happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, that's what... That's,
well, isn't, that's not there. That isn't really a true kicha.
It's lacking in the kicha, but not because of your maisa.
Right.
Exactly.
It's too far for a kicha.
Apparently, what the Ran is saying is that there's a possibility to hold that you're lacking in your kicha, even though you're not lacking in your maisa kicha. Maybe Yoni, I thought this maybe what you were saying before, that even though your etzem maisa kicha, it really is not affected by the amira. The amira is not part and parcel of that. That's just to give backdrop and to give context. But yet, when the woman usurps that, right, she takes it away from you, then now she's involved in a significant enough way, in an active enough way, to say that your kicha is lacking, but not because your maisa is lacking, because you didn't also lend context to your kicha. See, it's different than those shittas that said, is it part, is it not part? That was one approach. Another approach was to say, yes, it's part, but maybe it's not a significant part. So the question is, well, if you do an insignificant part, then the man's not fully involved. We're saying, no, it's given, it's not part, but yet you still can't have the woman do this. That's a possibility.
You say why it would work? This looks better right now.
This looks better now.
Then when you say the first one, then that's gonna look better than this one. So
okay.
The first one again?
Yeah.
Why it would work? Why would it work?
The way the Ran presents it.
Yeah.
The Ran again. I'm just cautioning everyone. The Ran is not addressing the second side of the suffix.
Right.
He's only saying why it's good. Or why it should be good. And again, what he says is, it should be good because when the woman says what she says and I say nothing, it's like I'm saying that which you said is okay. But it's not because I'm saying that which you said is okay and that's part of my maisa, because he doesn't say that. He says it's like I'm maskim to her dvarim. Maskim l'dvarah. Maskim l'dvarah. He doesn't say it's like you said it. He doesn't use lashon like that. He doesn't say it's like I said what she said. So it's like I'm asking, meaning that yes, what she said is really what I had in mind. What she said is what I had in mind. That's why it's good enough, because the Yamira lends the context.
So who cares who says it? That's when he says nothing.
That's when he says nothing in response.
In response.
That's right.
Silence means assent.
That's right. We have a general principle like that. What's the general principle? Shtika kahoda dami. Right? Shtika kahoda dami means a guy makes a tain on you. He says, hey, you owe me $100. And the guy says, oh, I don't know you $100, right? So we assume that on some level, not in every case, but shtika kahoda, if no one protests, on some level, it's a consent, it's an agreement. Yeah, you're right, I owe you $100. Right? Shtika kahoda dami. It's comparable to hoda.
We didn't say if that was a positive action.
Where, here? I don't think your chaverim are saying that. I think they're saying it's not like he's speaking. You don't have to say that it's like he's speaking. I mean, if you wanted to say that, I think there's room to say that, but I don't think you have to say it. I think the lesser chiddush is to say that he doesn't say that. Because if he meant that, then he should have said, it's like he's saying it. And as he would have said, when he says nothing, it's as though he said what she said. But he's not saying that. That would be a bigger chiddush. He's saying he's like he's maskin. He's in agreement. Yes? All right, good. Let's take up the next point here in the Ran. So that's one issue. The other issue is that he compares these two cases. That he can,
right.
Yeah.
So to continue with that, you say that's why when he said amen,
to the Yad Ramah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I would say when he says amen, he's really like saying it, because saying
he's saying something. Right.
To not say anything is more neutral.
Right. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to, I'm glad you mentioned that. The Pesach, you had asked me about the Nazir case. What exactly was the Nazir case? We weren't 100% sure what the Nazir case was. So Nazir case was as we suggested. There was one fellow, let's say, Hal, said, I want to be a Nazir, and I say, Amen, right? That makes me a Nazir also. And that's the case that the Gra uses as a proof or a Raya or as a Makar for the Yad Ramah's Yisod, that when I say Amen, it's like I actually spoke. So Amen is basically like saying, what he just said is on me too. I'm accepting... you're not going to cut his hair, he's not going to drink wine.
Right.
At the end of the time, he has to bring a korban chatas.
What?
It's interesting. A nazir was not considered something of an ideal. It was considered something that was appropriate for a given situation. If a person felt that he needed to remove himself from certain earthly pleasures for a short period of time, that was okay. But Naziris is not something that goes on forever. You don't have a Nazir that lives as a Nazir indefinitely. And not only that, you see at the end of his Naziris, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. Why does he have to bring a Karban Chatas? Because he did something. He's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system where a person should really be able to function in this system and enjoy everything that he made. And the guy said, I'm swearing this off. What do you mean he's swearing it off? God put it here for you to use. The guy's saying, oh, listen, I can't do that. You have to bring a chatas for that. Right? The Mesil Sisharim, the famous Musa Sefer, starts with the very, I would say, flip side of this. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi says that if a person sees a tree, a certain nice tree, fruit tree, and he looks at it and he says, you know what, I'm not going to partake of that. It's not, I don't feel that I should really be able to enjoy that. And he just swears it off for no reason. He's going to have to be given din v'cheshbon for that. He's going to have to answer for that. That's not the proper approach to take. We don't... Asceticism. It's basically, this is an anti-asceticism. Yehadus does not condone asceticism. We condone kedoshim tiyu. Restraint, you know, measure, but not fully warding things off, not fully swearing things off. Kedoshim tiyu. Kadesh is atzmecha b'mutalach. You have to practice restraint. Marital relations is permissible. Not like roosters, right? Food is permissible. Not... You know, that's what in any event, Yehadus doesn't condone that type of approach. So Naziris, you're right, it's something of a chiddush, but the Torah allowed for it in certain cases and for certain limited amount of time.
What about nowadays?
Today?
This is considered very holy in the Chasham again.
What, a Nazir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a Nazir. He's a Nazir.
Oh, people say that?
Yeah,
that
I know. I
mean, they use it as an expression?
You're free people.
Today?
Yeah, they have the long beard, the long hair.
Oh, I don't know about. I don't know about that.
They have the big mystics.
Oh, mystics. That's different stuff.
Same, he's a Nazir. So
they call him
Nazir. He's a very holy guy.
Yeah, today we don't really have Naziris, but the reason why I mention it is just because the girl uses that case to say that when a guy says Amen, that's really like he's speaking. It's not just that he's saying what that guy said. I don't disagree. He's saying more than that. I am actually saying what he's saying. Like in a bracha, I'm actually saying what he's saying. What he's saying is so good, I'm saying the same thing. Hey, it's like I'm saying, hey, amen, amen. All right, I'm glad you mentioned that. But that's the case of the Nazir, and the Shulchan Aruch actually paskins that way, like that Ramah, that if the man would say amen, then it's certainly good. No suffix in that case. All right, but let's just finish out the Ran, at least till the point of the Chazaka, and then maybe tomorrow we'll move over to the whole Chazaka issue. Like I said, very difficult to know what he's talking about with the Chazaka, and I'm submitting at the outset that the Achronim, even the classic Achronim, had difficulty with it, or presented more difficulties, let's put it that way. Who's Novri? You want to just finish the last couple lines there? Where did we leave off? On the first side of his explanation. Sorry. Good. V'hushah sak, hari kumatskan l'vera. Good. K'shem sha'anumim b'nosan hu v'omrahi. V'omrahu. Just like we say, he says it's just like we say in the typical case. Nosan hu v'omrahu, what we call the traditional classic case. He gives and he says. What goes on over there? Nosanhu va'omarhu, v'hu v'shaskahi, and she doesn't say anything. He gives and he says, and she says nothing in response. Shtika dida kehoda. He's comparing those two cases. He's comparing the traditional case where I give and I say, and the woman says nothing in response. He says that shesika is just like the shesika over here, where she gives me something, right? I give her something. She says, and I don't refute her. Just like that, he says. That's also something of a chiddush. What do you mean, it's just like that? The shesika, the silence is analogous. Right? That's a big chiddush. V'kanami, kevan shehu shosek b'shas nesina, when he's silent in response to her giving, yeshloma shehu maskim l'dvareha, afal pishlo pirish, even though he didn't specified, said, yeah, I agree with you, amen. No, he doesn't say anything like that, he's just quiet. It's just like, he says, it's just like it's just like they had, they would have had the previous conversation, which would have accomplished the same thing. Right? Velo Piresh, the Kaimelon Kirab Yossi, we said, that's good. Ikalamemer, the Havale Kenosanhu Valmerhu, now it's a good Kiddushin. But, last point, Neval Nosnehi Valmerhu, just a standard case of Nosnehi Valmerhu, in a non Adam Chashev setting, Kevon She'eno Chashev, Lekalamemer, the Karinam Bey, Kiyikach. See, it comes back to that. It's lacking in Kiyikach. A standard case where the woman gives me something, and I say, no, it's the whole kicha is gone. The whole the etzim kicha is lacking. Can't say that I'm still involved in the kicha. What do you mean? She took the whole ikker, either she took the whole kicha, she took the ikker kicha, however you want to view it, right? If you want to say kicha and amira are still part of one thing, the etzim kicha was taken, like the Rosh said. If you tell me they're not part of something, then still I'm lacking because I didn't do the kicha. No matter what you're going to say, the man is out here, unless it's adam chashev. There's no suffix here. But maybe we could try to address this tomorrow. The other side of this is that the Bahag says, no, this case is also a suffix. What's the Bahag suffix? The case of Nasnahi v'omarhu non-adam chashav. Nasnahi v'omarhu non-adam chashav. The Bahag says, no. That case would be equally a suffix. That would also be a suffix. So maybe tomorrow we could try to explain how the Bahag is learning over here to say that this case is a suffix. The Ran makes a compelling argument. It's not a suffix. There's no kicha. Now you're going to have to tell me, I mean, this is going to be different than any shita that we've seen. You have to tell me why the woman could do the etzem kicha and still tell me a possible reason why it should be good. Right, up to now, anything that we've seen should point in the direction there's no good. If the amir is part and still you're doing the kicha, I'm not doing the major part. I'm should be deficient. If you tell me it's not part, so fine. So I did the amir, which okay, but I didn't do the kicha. Also shouldn't be good. So we have to try to explain the shita of the Bahag, and then the latter issue when the Vahai Lishna. That's another point, and we'll try to address that tomorrow also. That's a new issue of how suffix works. How suffix works to the point that we're going to act on the suffix. And it's really a fascinating area because it brings up the rules of suffix derabanan and suffix d'oraisa and the rule of chazaka and how chazaka works in the context of psak. And again, we could honestly spend the whole year on this. We're not going to do that, but maybe we'll spend a day or two just giving a little... time to, you know, just to whet your appetite, maybe to look into it more, because it's not really unique to Kiddushin. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just before the dot,
Baal Halachas Gedolos? He says, I don't think it's right. I don't agree with him. I don't hear what he's saying. It doesn't seem proper to me.
I was wondering about the verb nir'u instead of nishma'u.
No, nira, that's just very often they'll write that way. Velo nirin dvaro, just doesn't appear to me to be correct. What he says doesn't seem to be right. Lonirim Dvarav. Lonirim Dvarav. You know, sometimes they say Lom Einim Mechuvar.
Is that phrase commonly used?
It's common, yeah, it's very common. But it's not Nira. I mean, that's a gentle way. Sometimes you have Rishonim speaking about their Bar Pluktas in much stronger language. Right? Einim Nirim Dvarav is fairly gentle, right? There's a